You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. As we mentioned, Hurricane Ike is bearing down on the Texas coast. Galveston, Texas residents have been told they face certain death if they don't evacuate. Top winds are near 105 miles an hour. Forecasters say it could strengthen. Joining us once again is Paul Pendergraf, senior producer for news and public affairs at KUHF, Houston Public Radio. Paul, thanks for being with us.
No problem, John. How you doing?
Great. Let's talk about the infrastructure there in Houston. With Katrina and New Orleans, of course, there are all these complicated levees that if they burst, there would be additional flooding. It's not the same situation in Houston, but you are looking at some troublesome infrastructure there. Explain.
Well, the city of Houston is a gigantic city. It's 600 square miles, so it's a monstrous city, but it sits about 60 feet off of the sea level, and it's about 40 to 50 miles inland, and it's very flat. As you know, you've got relatives here. The problem we've got when we've got heavy rains and storms like this, we flood. There's very few places for the water to go. We have natural bayous, and we have man-made bayous that are designed to drain, and they work pretty well. But this is the system's going to be inundated tonight. We've already seen some of the surge actually hitting the coast, but we're going to be inundated tonight with a storm surge up in Galveston Bay in excess of 15 or 16 feet. That's going to be in more water in the bay than it's had in a while, and any inland rain that would normally drain there will be dammed up. So there's going to be some lowland flooding, no question.
Well, let's talk about residential infrastructure. Houston, for those who haven't been there, is, as you said, a flat geographic area, but also there isn't the sort of concentration of buildings like you might find in a city in the east. There's enormous stretches of low, one- and two-story buildings all over the area. What's most threatened, do you think, at this point?
Well, the way that the path of this storm is forecasted, I don't know if you're familiar, your listeners may be familiar with Houston, but Galveston's on the coast, and I-45 comes right straight up from the coast into the central city of Houston. The storm is going to track right straight up I-45, and that takes it right into the central business district. When we had a storm much like this in 1983 with Hurricane Alicia, we had thousands of panes of glass from some of these high-rise office towers that were shattered, and shards of glass were floating down and crashing onto the street below. The city of Houston, the Houston Police Department, had to literally block off about 30 square blocks of downtown to prevent people from going in there.
Wow.
Because glass was, this was really a scary thing.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of those buildings have been upgraded and updated since the last 25 years, but that was an experience that changed a lot of people's belief that hurricanes can really create havoc.
Well, Paul, before we go, we haven't mentioned Galveston, and the people of Galveston, of course, absorbed the mother of all storms and the worst weather-related disaster in U.S. history. How are they feeling at this point?
Well, there's some panic down there, I have to admit. There's been some people that used to say, I'll live through this one, I'll live through them all. They're now trying to get, of course, they called the evacuations on yesterday, but there are people that are still trying to get off this morning because this morning, before the storm surge has even arrived, that 17-foot seawall at Galveston is already seeing a significant amount of water that's breaching over it. If there's a 20 or 22-foot storm surge, Galveston Island, which is a barrier island, could be inundated and the bay's going to fill up. There could be serious damage and a lot of death on the island of Galveston. There won't be 6,000 or 12,000 like 1900, but there could be dozens of deaths. That's certainly possible.
Well, some sobering thoughts as we think about landfall sometime tomorrow. Paul Pendergraf, senior producer for news and public affairs at KUHF Houston Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.